The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Art Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Nassau Cruise Port, Pindertal, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon, January 27, 2025, out here in the land, the living guys. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a good weekend and you were able to get some things done. Or if that thing getting done was just kind of chilling out, then I'm hoping that you got that done also. You know, I know a lot of us kind of give ourselves to whatever we have to do throughout the week. And on the weekend, we'd like to try to kick back and, you know, reserve those 2 days the best we can. And just kind of relax and prepare ourselves for the week ahead. So I'm hoping that you guys are good. I'm hoping that whatever you had to do this weekend, you were able to take care of that and just kind of chill out and do your thing, right? I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out if you are in that kind of a space. We're coming to the end of the month and the beginning of February again. And so I know that you know the importance of being able to ensure that you get your license. I'm sure your insurance and everything taken care of in preparation to move towards your license. So if you're in that kind of a space and you're looking for insurance and trying to be able to figure out the best place in town, I need to tell you where it's the best place for me. I always go down to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They have all my vehicles insured. And any other vehicles I got coming down the pipeline, they're going to be able to insure that and take care of it for me. They're trusted. Ethric is a very good friend. But beyond that, they have reliable, consistent service, man. The kind of service that he's always ensuring that his girls and guys are definitely equipped from an educational standpoint, customer service standpoint, and always providing top-tier customer service. You want to give him a call. You want to give them a shout. You want to give them a try. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. That is AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can take very good care of you. Located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, just on the eastern side of the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. They got everything laid out for you. They can take very good care of you. Also, I've been telling you about this kind of a thing, and I just hoping that at the beginning of the year, I know a lot of persons make their sort of determination that I'm going back to the gym. I'm headed to the gym. I had a couple too much stuffing, too much helpings of stuffing and macaroni and this and that and so forth and so on. Your love handles become pronounced. It was only one grip now. Your whole hand missing in the love handle. Jesus God, where are my fingers, right? And so you kind of make these kind of determination that you want to go back to the gym and do these things that I think a lot of us haven't really started at the base. You got to be able to clear out your gut as it relates to bacteria, parasites, so forth and so on. And so I always want to be able to tell you, go down there and check my good, decent girl out. She's located in the east now. She's open 24 hours. Well, not 24 hours. She's open throughout the days. Every day of the week, you can be able to get service with her. And she can be able to give you that colonic. Now, what is a colonic Howard? Now, she could be able to tell you a little bit better than I can without trying to get gruesome. But essentially what it is that being able to clear out the blockage, sometimes your intestines have a hydration issue. And so you find your pass is a little harder because of a hydration has been absorbed by what has been sitting in you for a long time. And so essentially what she does here, the anal area, the rectum area, and ensure that pass that's been blocked for a long time can be able to get out of there, right? And then she goes in with treatments to anything that's been blocked up over the course of time can be hydrated and find its way out of this thing. I mean, you could go and look it up, what this colonic is all about. You can go and look it up, how you can be able to do these things. Or you can be able to give her a call. Her name is Teresa Adley Smith. She could be able to take care of you in those particular areas. And you can give her a call and she'd be more than happy. She is with Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas, CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. And make your reservation today. CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. Do it right now and find yourself in a better position. On Mondays and Fridays, if you're one of these people just kind of counting pennies and not necessarily concerned about your health, but I would say to you, on Mondays and Fridays of every week, as long as she continues to be able to do this and says, Howard, you can do this, go ahead. Mondays and Fridays, you can be able to get 25% off with Coco Plum Wellness. State-of-the-art machine, right? I don't know if anybody else has a machine like this in the country, right? State-of-the-art machine. It's strategically postured at about a 45-degree angle to ensure that anything that's blocked in you has an opportunity to kind of be able to slide out, right? I just want to be as decent as possible as we say this. This is important that you understand this, especially women who go through their stuff, go through their cycle. You want to be able to get more information and find out about that. So CocoPlumWellness.com, CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com, and they could be able to assist you in those areas to find out more about how you could do what you need to do and get those things done in terms of being able to move forward. Or you can give her a call. The number you can call her at is 445-8111, 445-8111. 25% off on Mondays and Fridays. 25% off on Mondays and Fridays. Let her know that you heard about the information here on the foundation. And let her know that you're interested. At every 25th of the month, 2 days ago, you would have gotten 50% off. 50% off. So every 25th of the month, February 25th, March 25th, April 25th, so forth and so on, throughout the remainder of 25, in preparation to kind of move down. She's going to be moving in the One West Plaza. I think that's the One West Plaza. Down there out west. One West Plaza, just before you get to Fresh Market, on the right-hand side right there, where Prime is April 1st. And so we can have a grand opening and do the whole thing, right? But guys, check them out, 445-8111, or hit them up at www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com to find out more. Well, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. A woman, two men shot dead. Police probe. Bloody weekend on New Providence. This is a sad thing. You know, I was, you know, kind of holding my breath because we know last January was a tumultuous time. Last January was a rough time for us. To see the amount of murders that we saw in January in 1 month with the introduction of a new year was not a good omen. It was not a good sort of a thing that we had to look forward to for the entire year. So to be able to see this is a poor thing. And I think a lot of us were kind of holding our breath to be able to say that we hope that we don't have these sort of issues in January, but we saw some death. And I think this was 5 for the year already, right? You can be able to see that. Pick up your Guardian newspaper, read up more about this particular thing. Kobe Davis, Elizabeth will stay PLP. Two infants' death reported, and the CCA says that it's been really in trying to frustrate the Chapter 11 process. There was a great festival this weekend. I hope you guys had an opportunity to be able to go and check that thing out. Always great, always you know, a wonderful time for a cultural exchange to be able to identify those things. So shout out to the entire committee and all those persons who participated in the Greek festival over the weekend. RBDF may be able to direct assets to other locations after the U.S. order.
This is what Monroe says. Well, I want to dive into a couple of these things this morning. We were supposed to have a good conversation with Professor Rupert Pinder. I know I said Kevin, but on Friday. But it's Professor Rupert Pinder from the College of the Bahamas. Now, he won't be able to join us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. But based upon how we have some things scheduled, he is available to have a good conversation with us about the economy and economics as it relates to what's going to be happening on Friday of this week. So in the spirit of things and keeping things going the way that we have, on Friday we had a very good conversation, a lively conversation, with our good friend Garth Roseborough, and being able to talk about where we are from a leadership standpoint to identify these things and really scrutinize the possibility of these particular persons moving up or ascending to a position of leadership. Where do we identify? It's sort of a SWOT analysis. Where do we identify their strengths, their weaknesses, the opportunities, the threats, and whether or not they're prepared to be able to move towards leadership? We've had that conversation on Friday, more specifically about Minnis, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, having that kind of a conversation with him. And I think we could reduce the conversation to this. We don't want anybody to play with us. Can I say that? Is it okay for us to have this kind of a conversation? I don't want nobody playing with me. Don't play with me. Shoot straight. If you're ready to jam, come forward and say, this is what my intentions are, right? If you're not ready to jam, then leave us alone. Don't play with us. We see that the F&M Association has taken on this kind of a position in Kalani to indicate that they are backing Minnis, which is a great thing, okay? So you're going to give them the nomination in Kalani. Great, all right? But the conversation has nothing to do whether or not he's going to retain a position in Kalani. There is a bigger conversation being pushed ahead of him. And I don't know whether or not he has elements being able to push this conversation, strategically being able to fuel this conversation. But the truth is that we're hearing it. It's coming here and I'm annoyed by it. I'm annoyed by it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm sick and tired of it. Can I say that? I don't want to hear anything about Minnis unless Minnis say it himself. I don't want nobody coming to me and say, well, you know, Minnis ready to, I don't want this kind of a slave backroom talk. It's like we back on the farm and this plantation. I don't want to hear none of that. Unless Minnis is prepared to be able to come to the forefront to the community and say, this is what my intentions are. He owes us that much. He owes us that much. Okay? We've supported him to be prime minister. And in the midst of supporting him, we supported him even when he locked us down. We supported him. We supported him. And now, if it's going to be a comparison between the strengths of leaders as it relates to Minnis, Michael Pintard, and Brave Davis, if Minnis seeks to enter this conversation, he has to do it through formality, not casual approach, not this kind of a backdoor approach with this kind of an idea of sending out feelers to see how people feel about it. No, have the strength and the cojones enough, just like you, the cojones you had to be able to call a snap election, have the strength and the cojones to come to the forefront and say, this is my intent to go forward. What does the Bahamian people think about it? Yeah, don't be afraid of the failure or the possibility of failure, because just there's a 50-50 chance that you could fail or you could succeed. But you got to take that chance and not play with the Bahamian people. I don't want you to send no imps to me. I don't want nobody stopping me in the supermarket to tell me when I can be talking. I don't have time for that. Don't come talk to me about nothing unless Minnis coming and with his intentions in hand, with at least a draft of a manifesto concept, because he was already in this particular thing. Now it's time to go. Talk to me. And in the studio with me is my good friend, Garth Roseborough, just being able to jam this thing and have kind of a good conversation with you. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Listen, man, those folks listening to us here and abroad, I do believe Howard Grant has just basically summed up the sentiments of the Bahamian people. As we prepare for another general election, quite clearly, as we look throughout the newspaper and we listen to the media houses, that we are, I would say, Howard, officially in campaign mode. I think the gloves, who have not yet come off, are coming off. And we see where there's a contest, Howard Grant, that I'll allow you to speak to, in the Elizabeth constituency, even as we speak. I know we have a course to run in terms of the leadership comparison, So I just would like to say then Howard Grant.
What do you want me to say for Elizabeth?
Well, I see a very strong declaration coming from the Member of Parliament for Elizabeth, Jobeth Colby-Davis, that she has beat Dr. Sands.
Dwayne Sands can't beat, he cannot beat Jobeth Colby and Elizabeth. That's finished. That's beginning and end. That's the end of the conversation.
Well,
he knows that.
The gloves is
off. I know that. And obviously, Jobeth knows that. Elizabeth knows that.
But we're going to get to that conversation, but I just want to just make it very strong.
We don't have to talk about that. We didn't finish. That's the beginning and the end of the conversation right there. Find another constituency to go in.
Well, today we promised the people we're going to deal with the third parties today, which will be inclusive of Lincoln being the COI and others. And Howard, I'm looking forward to the show today. I just like the way your mind works, and we don't want to waste no more time in conversation. I think
I
like
I
the way you put that.
I don't want to waste no time with none of this.
We tired.
I don't have the energy for none of this.
Yeah, we tired.
I don't. I told you.
Truthfully, we're tired.
I don't have the energy to sit down here and decipher and dissect and make a determination as to whether or not we find leadership qualities in these things. I think all of these persons that we're going to be talking about has unto their own leadership qualities that has a grouping of people, a niche selection of people being able to support them. Okay,
yeah.
So that's great. Okay, we're not going to diminish your position. However, for me,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have formality. And I don't believe that Minnis has the formality. I don't know what he's doing behind the scenes. I'm hearing snickers of persons who've supported him for a long time being able to sit down and construct a couple of things mm-hmm. on the outskirts to being able to do this. I'm also hearing heaviness about what's happening in Bamboo. I just saw...
What's happening in Bamboo?
I just saw a video. I don't know whether or not it was dedicated specifically towards the Member of Parliament for... and the Speaker of the House.
You serious?
Yeah, I just saw a video indicating that there was some skullduggery afoot in being able to identify another candidate in this particular constituency and so forth and so on. I don't know whether or not these things are by design or whether or not this is just a lot of fluff, but this thing is coming across on social media. So it says to me that there is some unrest that exists in certain quadrants.
Wow.
There's some unrest that exists in these particular spaces. And I can't say that I support Jobeth Colby because I don't know the other candidate that they're going to be able to send to her, because I told you we're going to take a very strong position this year, but I want to do it with transparency.
Yes.
I'd like to do that after we've identified a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
The candidate has been nominated formally through the organization,
mm-hmm.
and then that candidate travels through ratification.
Mm-hmm.
And give me an opportunity with transparency, not to speculate, not to be able to do that. But as we see it right now, the strongest person that's presenting themselves in the constituency of Elizabeth with formality is Jobeth Colby Davis.
Yes.
That's the strongest person that's presenting themselves in the constituency. Now, I'm not talking about your indifference. I'm talking about in politics, you have to have the winning attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that winning attitude sometimes, when it diverges with culture, can be very aggressive. Jobeth Colby is aggressive in
very,
her nature. She's extremely aggressive. But that is the winner's posture that she has. Also, Patricia DeVoe,
strong, yeah.
She is also aggressive mm-hmm. in this particular nature.
Yes.
They're not subtle, soft-spoken women. They are outspoken, strong women
yes.
who come to win.
Yes.
They come to win.
Yes.
And so when you see this posture, and she was very right in what she says. Nothing she said was incorrect.
Wow.
She said, when you call me, you say this girl can get cut hip. He did say that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not a misogynist. I don't think this is the time to play. I'm not a misogynist, but this girl can get her hip cut. And then he said nothing else after.
Yes, after he don't election. Believe in hitting women, but this woman can get beat. Yeah.
She can get beat.
Yeah. That was the remarks. Yes.
Okay, talk to me.
Yes.
Then she beat him. See, y'all don't want me to get deep into this conversation.
But this is going to be a good conversation today, Howard.
You don't want me to get deep into this conversation.
And I hope we get some folks to call in and assist us.
And there ain't no need to call in to defend Dr. Dwayne Sands on the radio today as it relates to the Elizabeth constituency. He cannot win the Elizabeth constituency, point blank. Now, that ain't mean he can't win something else. That ain't means that if you go for Charlotte, or if you go Yamacraw, or if you go someplace else where there is a contingent of a good cross-section of people who are progressive and still being able to cling to the traditions of a particular organization, that he could go and convince them that he's the man. That don't mean that. I'm not saying that he's incapable of winning. I'm saying that in Elizabeth, he has lost 75% of the elections that he ran for.
Well, Howard Grant, I think I'm going to stand with you on that. I have similar sentiments. Boy, are these people calling you already?
You should send Arinthia to Elizabeth.
Now, Howard Grant.
You should send Arinthia to Elizabeth.
We made a promise. We're going to talk for these third-party people, which is going to be a very brief conversation, by the way. Not to be unfair, but there's nothing much we can say. Howard, you yourself participated in a third party before, and everybody knows this. Do we see a similar pattern now developing? The first time these parties came out, this would be a second bout for them. The second, but did you join the DNA the second bout or the first?
The first one.
Who was the first one?
I was first at the gate, sir.
My God.
I just said with the plastic on the seat.
My God. And then the second time, what happened? You gave up hope or what happened? You just finished with it? Because Brandon was still the leader in the second bout, yes?
Yes and no at the same time. Branville had the spirit of the and the idea of why we did this had diminished significantly.
Wow.
And money, the conversation of money, which was inevitable, came to the forefront. And this kind of an idea of passion took a backseat. When we had a couple of meetings over at what was then Outback, or beginning to be Outback, I think it changed from Bennigan's, and then they actually started to be able to change
around
it.
Around the Marathon area, which is around, now yeah. IHOP. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this is one of the places that we had a meeting. And Podesta and other persons could be able to be able to have this kind of a conversation with you. Podesta, I didn't mean to call your name, but nonetheless, you came to mind just now. We sat there, and this kind of a conversation came up, and Branville wanted us to spend each one of the candidates who were there. Remember, I moved from Nassau, from Grand Bahama.
And I was just wondering.
I just moved from Grand Bahama.
Wow.
So I had no job. I had nothing in Nassau to be able to hold on to. I was just trying to be able to survive and find a space for myself. My family was still in Grand Bahama. And I really wanted to get on this political thing. And I really saw the DNA as my party. Like the FNM was my mother's party.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like the PLP was my grandfather's, my grandparents' party.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to find this thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the DNA was that. And we had this kind of a conversation right there on Outback as they was doing construction around us. And, you know, Branville says he wants us to pay $65. I show you that ain't mine. That's yours. He said he wants us to pay $65
mm-hmm.
A month to be able to, I don't know, I suppose, help with, you know, overhead for the organization. Right. If you remember, the organization had moved from Prince Charles to another spot.
Yes, yes,
they kept moving.
Yes, yes.
The headquarters, and they were looking for some place to be able to kind of hold on to. And so I suppose that they broke up this thing, and we had to spend essentially $65
mm-hmm.
a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not that this is a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
but there was no consideration for the fact that this is an organization that already didn't give us no money during the entire election campaign time. That you had a full slate of candidates and none of us get no money. That the way that I got my money, I can't even tell you on the People Radio.
Have mercy.
I can't even tell you how I got my money on the radio. I had to solicit my own party members and they gave me money.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
There are members in the party who were well off, who were mm-hmm. financially endowed. They were capable of doing some things and I had to pitch them. I also had to pitch other people from other political organizations. Including Sheen Gibson. I can't be afraid to tell you the truth. I have to tell you the truth.
Mm.
You understand?
But you ain't never scared, though.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to lie to you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for money to take care of my constituents. I had 14, 15 girls walking with me every Jesus Christ day, and I couldn't put no money in their pockets.
Mercy.
I had to feed them. They were single mothers. They were campaigning with me. They believed in this sort of a thing, and I couldn't take care of nobody. I had to pay for my own headquarters. I had to pay for these things. And every time I got money from any of these men, I spice it up in five. Anybody in Grand Bahama can tell you that.
Would you say then, listening to you, because I feel, I'm almost getting emotional, right? All that you've been through, are you seeing a repeat pattern now with third parties?
No. There's no heart in the third parties.
No heart.
There's anger.
You're observing this as angry people?
They're not angry people. They are angered. They're frustrated with the system.
Okay.
They are angered by the system. They're not angry people.
Okay.
These are Bahamian people who want change, but they're not willing to get that through passion. Their desire to get to this objective is being fueled by anger of what they continue to be able to see. They're frustrated. By looking at decisions that the Bahamian people make, go FNM, PLP, and not take into consideration whether or not this is the right thing. They're frustrated.
Howard, that is powerful. Your lines are all lit up. I hear your music playing.
Let me take this quick break, guys. When we get back, we can open it up and have a good conversation. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Cawley and the VIPs, Bloody, and more. Best of all, it's free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes, and let's end this summer in true Bahamian style.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 335-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands to 300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take a call on the line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm Deacon Howard and Pastor God.
Oh, Jesus. What's up? What's up, my dog? What you say?
Why, I right, yeah. God, what's going on?
I'm good, Anton. I just found out an aunt passed away just now, and I just trying to get myself
break.
Together.
Yeah.
But I'm good. My mother just called. But I'm good. What's going on, man? God is good.
All right. Every day above ground, yes, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon to the nation. I just wanted to add something in before you went to your news break, into the conversation, the first part of your conversation, Howard. And then you ventured into touching on my woman of business. So I need to say something there too. But Howard.
Make it good, Antoine. Make it good, because we cannot take much more sad news. Go ahead.
I continue to repeat. This election cycle is a critical one. It's going to be persons who sit on these talk shows, self, God, and Howard, who are going to have a lot of influence, right? Persons don't give respect to the talk show realm. But I want you all politicians to know who are ignorant in your thinking. I want you to understand that most of the civil service is listening to the talk shows. Most of them listen by their radio or by their cell phones. Most of the civil service, and that has an add to it. Through the communities, people are listening on their radios. While they are working in the construction, they're listening by their radios. So y'all don't pay attention to what is being said on these talk shows. It'll be to your detriment. Mm. Howard.
Go ahead.
It's going to be for persons like yourself and God to assist with education. See, a part of the big problem that we have in this country is who are people accountable, who sit in high office. There is little in legislation that holds them accountable for the decision making. Mm-hmm. Little. And there has been no administration in the past 30, 40 years that has done anything to change that. To change that. Mm-hmm. If you see that as change, Howard, and God, you'll see a difference in a lot of the decision-making processes that occur along the line of administration of a government over a five-year period, right? Mm-hmm. Secondly, people have short memories, and so it's for talk show hosts and other edified callers to remind people that they're standing on their record, whether they are in office or out of office. You're still standing on your record, okay? Mm-hmm. People run away from their record. People try to throw everything against the wall that will stick to get you to talk about everything else but their record. That's people who are in office and people who are out of office. We have to remind them and hold them accountable to their records also. And as it relates to my woman of business, the Honorable Jobert Colby Davis. Now, Howard, I don't want you putting that mode on my woman of business now.
Because
you started by saying, son, come out and say certain things about my woman of business, right?
Yeah.
And the Bahamian people give him a good beating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right, mm-hmm. Howard?
Yes, you forget that's
what
he said.
I'm saying. You started out saying
he said that.
Hard mode.
Yeah, he said that.
And he came to the airwaves and made some strong statements.
Very strong.
And then the Bahamian people turn around and beat him with his own stick.
All right.
I don't want you trying to put that.
I put that, no, that she can't put on herself. Only Jesus has put more on you that you can't.
I don't want you trying to put that in the atmosphere where my woman of business is concerned, Howard, because she would be working until the bell rings on behalf.
I ain't saying nothing bad, but Joe Bettino, I believe, huh? I said, based upon what is right now, I think the FNM should put a significant challenge to Paul.
I think
that they should put a real challenge to her.
Hey, Howard, I understand exactly the spirit you were speaking in, and I know that it's a decent and an honest one, but I'm also speaking to the spirit that I know exists. You understand what I'm saying,
I hear
Howard?
What you're saying.
I'm speaking to that other spirit that we don't pay much attention to,
mm-hmm.
but that the Bahamian people pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be dealing the same blow, political blow, to the Honorable Jobert Colby Davis that was dealt to former Cabinet Minister Dr. Sands. Okay? Because there's a complete difference. A complete difference. There's one that is people-centric and focused, and then there was one that wasn't until the last going in to the general election. And so
Has she shifted her spirit? Has she shifted the approach that she dealt with the people of Elizabeth? The people of Elizabeth are very indifferent. Their expectation is for you to always cater to them, to take good care of them, to show up on behalf of them, to be there and to be present with them. That's the people of Elizabeth. They're not like...
Howard, you have to remember now, Elizabeth is a big constituency.
Yes.
And it is made up of affluent and less affluent people.
Yes.
It is made up of affluent and less affluent people.
Yes.
Okay. And each of those categories have demands in different areas.
Yes. That's why the difficulty is, that's what the difficulty that, in my humble opinion, that's the difficulty that Dr. Sands had. Dr. Sands is of a particular elk in this society. He's of a particular elk.
He's
upper echelon, right?
Yes.
This is how he was groomed. Any stories that you hear him say, he could tell you stories of A.D. Hanna. He could tell you stories of these affluent men that he's been influenced by over the years. Okay, so he has a particular caliber in his society, and he does well. His entire family, they do well.
Howard.
But there's another tier. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a differentiating factor, though, when you speak about the people like the Salindans and the A.D. Hannas of this world, right? Because they didn't come from the upper echelons, okay? They fought for the Bohemian people, and they made their way of life.
All or not, but don't. That's not deviate.
Different from that.
That's not deviate now, because all I'm saying to you is that after they would have acquired this knowledge, this is what they fed him.
Yes.
Okay? Now, what I'm saying to you now is that because Elizabeth is split,
right,
Jobeth was able to pick up, not necessarily from the affluent aspect, but those persons who are working class people, those persons who are average Joes in the community, who did their best to be able to find and carve something for their families, they wasn't necessarily taken care of or even heard. They now wasn't listened to. So Jobeth found herself, and that's why she went by that 300 and some. That take her over the top.
What's this? On that CM note, what you want, right there. That is where the hair was split between the Democratic campaign and the Republican campaign. Between former Vice President Kamala Harris campaign for presidential nominee and candidate, and President Trump's campaign. Look how it, those same people that the PLP at large across the country were able to attract, the blue-collar people, the working-class people, the everyday people who have aspirations to grow, not to see the glass ceiling and only be able to reach up to that glass ceiling. They're the same people you got to come back to. Now, I could say beyond a shadow of doubt, Howard, and Elizabeth, the Honorable Jobeth Colby Davis, is working. She's pushing, she's getting results, and she's doing
things. Has she lost her touch? That's all I'm asking you.
Which touch you talking about?
The touch, the common touch, to be able to deal with those persons who are working class and those persons who aren't elevated. They still exist in Elizabeth.
I can say to you, that's what I'm saying to you now, beyond a shadow of doubt, and I'm speaking solely and specifically where the Honorable Jobeth Colby Davis is concerned. There are others, but I'm highlighting her. Mm-hmm. She has not lost her common touch. Let me tell you, when we get to doing the analysis, there are lots of them that come with a facade. They are fake. Nothing real about them. Yeah. They laugh in your face, and they put the biggest screwdriver in your face and in your back you can imagine on this planet. A lot of them ain't worthy of Parliament. You hear me?
That's heavy, my brother. We're going to have good conversations about this.
Look, I have something juicy I want to say, but I can catch on the next side based on our thing flow. Put your calls in.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Continue the good way.
All right. See you. All right. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
What? on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m. The Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshosp.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation, 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, the text lines are open. The line lines are open. If you want to be able to give me a call, 323-623-2235-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's the text line. It says, I completely disagree. This text is coming through.
Okay.
I completely disagree. She has definitely become too inflated to relate to the common man. She has an air about herself now that places a nasty taste in the mouth of her constituents. No longer humble, no longer relatable. These are her areas of struggle for the next election.
Have mercy.
There's a text that's coming through.
But you
there's a text that's coming through.
But you mentioned you heard something like that on the streets, and now you're
that's what
they're
trying to tell you.
And you're confirming it.
I ain't even reading the text.
And you ain't no street fella like me.
No.
You a fella, but you hearing these things all the way in your house.
I'm not. I ain't my house.
Yeah.
Trust me. I don't go nowhere looking for conversation.
And they telling you these things.
This is what the people saying.
My Lord.
This is what the people saying.
My God.
And they're giving me analogy and allegory and concept and so, this and that. They didn't tell me how. This is an example of what has happened.
But see, you all just give me two different stories. You're trying to tell me a female member of parliament who has these struggles could still be the Dr. Dwayne Sanders. That's what you're trying to tell me? Because you just told me it's a done conversation.
See,
so if Dr. Sanders is hearing this type of information as well, could he now believe
Davis? She could actually move up a few tiers towards this sort of an elk and towards a particular quote-unquote prestige in our society. However, Dr. Sanders has had a difficulty translating downward. That's the issue.
So we're looking at the numbers during the last election of 2021, and it was just by a margin for the most part.
300 and some.
Okay, just a margin. And now what the FNM believes is that now the FNMs are now going to show up at the polls, and that 300 margin, along with the very challenges that she now has, will be sufficient for him to be victorious in Elizabeth.
No
wonder why he's probably walking around Elizabeth.
No.
You're saying no, but is that not plausible?
It could be plausible,
okay.
But I wouldn't put my money in that.
But I could see why he would consider so.
No, the only reason you would consider so is because any other constituency has blocked you. There's no two ways about that. He is the chairman of the organization. He has his pick of the litter. Before you come to him and say, I want this particular constituency, he has an opportunity to go there and touch that constituency, see the makeup, and make a determination as to whether or not this will be a good fit for me. He can do that.
Okay, so I've always called you and challenged you to be the chairman, right? So Chairman Howard Grant.
Hold on, you're doing too much right
now. I know, but you're going to break in the middle of the news, so I can challenge you.
Okay,
if you were the chairman, tell me, where would you put a Dr. Dwayne Sanders? What seat would you have given him?
Give him no seat.
You wouldn't give the man a nomination?
He doesn't need a nomination. He have to figure out where his participation is. And his participation may be, let's say, the Minister of Health. As the Minister of Health, he doesn't need a particular position.
So you give him a senatorship?
You give him a senator's position, and you let him retain this particular seat, and you let him support the party from the back.
So the last time he performed as the Minister of Health, how did he perform on a scale of 1 to 10?
His performance was diminished by some of the things that he would have done. I think his aspirations went before the formality of the organization. And I say that with humility. I think he has done some things and taken the liberty to do some things that he has not considered what he was supposed to do. But that doesn't diminish his capability. He's been here from the early 90s. And all he knows is his doctor nature.
So you still would use him as a minister of health?
100%.
So you still would use
150,000%.
So you still would use minister as the prime minister then?
Hold on, you're doing too much. How minister?
It's the same language.
How minister getting
it's
this?
It's the same language.
Jesus Christ. You're talking
about going ahead of yourself and all of this, so I'm asking you. I got to tie it in.
How you could we jump in and slide him in the conversation? Like
we talking F&M and then we tying it in.
You're doing too much. Let me take a telephone call. Let me take a telephone call. Call him. Go ahead, caller. This man talking. Caller, go ahead, please. Is that a caller? Caller, go ahead.
You can run, but you can't hide.
323.
Come on, Chairman, talk to me.
No, I will not talk to you.
You ain't gonna talk to me?
Not about that. Let me see if I can read
it. The man was fired as a minister of health, but then you still could bring him back. So you fired as a prime minister. Could you bring a fired prime minister back?
Of course, they fired Ingram. They fired Perry Christie.
And he came back.
They fired Ingram. They fired Perry Christie. Of course.
So we comparing four men. I mean, you're talking about Brave Davis. We're talking about Michael Pintard. We're talking about Lincoln Bain, and we're talking about Hubert Alexander Minnis. Potential leaders of the country.
Every one of them have the potential to be able to lead in their own capacity. And the question ain't about whether or not they have leadership skills and ability.
Okay.
The question is whether or not I want a contemporary bill as an architect, or I want a futuristic model that says this is how the world will be looking. And this is what we want to be able to do in preparation for the future.
Could we find that on
the
third
party? The truth is that all of these men are architects in their own right. But we're just trying to figure out the type of bill that we want on our landscape for the next dispensation. And the truth is if I look at the landscape of these men,
yes.
I don't want a traditional bill. I don't want even a contemporary bill. I want something futuristic that we could be able to say... that could stand as, an ode to the community, so we could all look at it in awe and say, "Oh my God, we made a good decision." And I don't see that. I just don't see that right now. Mm. I don't. I don't see it in Lincoln. I don't see it in Prime Minister Minnis. I don't see it in Brave Davis. And I don't see it. The closest person I see it to, I can be honest with you,
listening,
is Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard could be a futuristic leader for this country. If he could cut those strings, and it's difficult to cut those strings because they attach to money. If you want to have a real conversation, we could do this, sir.
Boy, you hot on a Monday.
This. If you want to have a real conversation, Michael Pintard
let's be real.
He is the closest to a futuristic leader in this country, to the type of leadership that we need locally in terms of how we prepare ourselves articulately, insightfully for a vision standpoint for the future. But it's difficult for him to be that leader, that Michael Pintard, because he has these tentacles that run to him, fuel him, right? Financially. Because you need money to run these party.
Well, you got a last caller before your
you need money
break.
To run these party.
Yeah.
Right? Let me take a telephone call. Yeah. This is the last call. Caller, go ahead.
How are you?
All right, good, baby. What's up?
God, how are you?
I'm doing well, my dear.
Okay. Y'all see the lineup for the FNM, I'm saying?
Not as yet. You saw it? You got an inside scoop?
I know what coming to me. I know what coming. And in terms of people saying to me, how are they looking at me for this constituency? How are they going to come on your show looking at me at this constituency? So forth and so on.
So you have an idea.
So I'm piecing it up in my head. Mm-hmm. And they ain't ready for no big boy action. I might as well tell you the truth.
What?
They're telling you they're ready to come on the show?
They won't come on the show.
Well, let them come 1 hour.
No. This is
let me
say this out loud. And let me say this so everybody can hear me. Hold on. This election season ain't nothing free. If you want people to hear you and talk to your constituents, I could send you an invoice. Amen?
They won't pay.
Oh, let's just be decent. Amen.
But it's them kind of people.
Okay, praise Jesus. Let's be decent.
Anyhow, Howard.
If you got some inside information, I want to hear it. So call Howard after the news. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want Howard to allow me to hear it.
The lineup don't look good.
What?
The lineup don't
look
good.
Please, dear. Please call us after the break.
The lineup don't look good.
But they ain't the people then. You're not sure. They're not the people.
I'm telling you who come to me.
They endorse the people. They're not the people.
Okay, so I could accept that. Because right off the top,
you think at this time you think the leader gonna bring in?
No, no, no. The people who come to me said they looking to get the norm for this. They will come on the show.
Yeah. So let's just talk.
Pieces. Yeah, because ain't no formality come. All the big boys in the party ain't called me yet.
Not at this time. Leader ain't gonna do that kind of foolishness out. Trust me.
The big boys in the party ain't called me yet. Hold on, I can take this break, baby. Call me back after the break. Yeah. The big boys in the party ain't called me yet. They just called me. They say, Howard, I want this one. Come on with you. And then they send the checks.
And they ain't do that yet.
And if they ain't do it yet, then it ain't done. But the truth of the matter is that there are some people coming to me individually, calling me, say, Howard, I will come on the show. And I say, all right, no problem. Where do I send the invoice? Man, Howard, man, be his friend. We his friend? Sir, calm down. Guys, we're going to take this quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The
Foundation. The Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, sitting here with Garth Roseborough here on the 27th day of January, having a good conversation. You already didn't call me and got significant calls in to try to figure out, Howard, what you're doing with Dr. Dwayne Sands. I just want to be decent with him. I think he has a great potential to offer the country. And there are strategic constituencies that I believe that he can do better in as opposed to others.
Like?
He could do well in St. Anne's. He would
You can't lose in St. Anne's.
He can't lose in St. Anne's.
But you got Adrian White there.
Right?
And he ain't going to
One of the constituencies that you and I spoke about on the other side is Freetown. In the event that he goes to Freetown, he's still going to find the exact same thing that he finds in Elizabeth.
Paradise Island.
Right? Because Freetown is actually split. Mm-hmm. Where there is affluent people, and he'd always do well with them.
Kemp Road.
Right? And then there are working poor people. Mm-hmm. That's just what it is. They ain't working class people. They're working poor people. Mm-hmm. And so that's the split that you have there. And it's going to be difficult. Not that it's impossible. The difficulty is being able to translate down. He could always translate up. But translate is a different conversation for him. And I think that that's where he found his difficulty in Elizabeth.
You know something, though?
You know what constituency would be excellent for him?
Well, before you move on, you know what I saw? I saw an improvement in the verbal performance of Philip Brave Davis. I definitely saw a great improvement in the strength of verbiage from Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. If these men can truly step up as they have done, which I thought previously that they were very much so challenged, I wonder, Dr. Dwayne Sands take the challenge on to actually know how to step down?
What you mean in terms of translating to those, to the working poor?
Yeah, can you actually learn that? Like how you can learn to step up? Can you learn to step down? Because you watch the chameleons of politics, right? Like Sir Lyndon, you know, he was able to go up and he's able to come down.
See, the difference between the two tiers is this.
Yes.
When you step up, people who are affluent, they could see your aspirations and they commend you. When you're stepping up, people, they commend you for the efforts that you're making.
But up is always harder.
No. Up ain't harder. Because
up takes more fuel.
No, up has tolerance. They have tolerance. When you step up, these people already know what it is to have money. And they understand and they expect you to be able to perform on a higher level.
That's if you have that money. So you're not stepping up. You're just being the person that you are.
Right. But okay, understand good. What I'm saying to you.
But now so step down should have been.
Stepping down.
Is a performance.
Yeah, but they're intolerant. Younger people, working poor people can't tolerate. They don't
Dr.
tolerate.
Dr. Sands can't talk Bahamian dialect and sit on the ground and eat corned beef and grits. And he can't do these things?
Yeah, he can. But that's not how he... I personally don't believe that that's just... That's
in his ability?
That's just not who he is. That's just not who he is. There are some people who are willing to bend and break and bow for an opportunity and steal or whatever the case may be. But I don't see that in him. I believe that... This is the caliber of human being that he is. And when you see him, you have to aspire. He is that kind of I'd like to be like Dr. Sands one day. That's how young people look up to him.
You tell me Shorty can't go?
He tried to do it on the campaign trail. We watched him, and it felt awkward. It didn't feel... Listen to me. He is an articulate, insightful, educated, exposed man. This is who he is. And you shouldn't ask someone to dumb it down. You shouldn't have to ask someone to dumb it down. If I present myself to you in your constituency, I present Howard as a whole. I present Howard as a whole.
But Howard, you can step down.
But because I come from 8 Mile Rock, sir, this is where this community I live in.
Howard,
everything that you see, all of this is learnt.
Howard, let me say something to you. I'm going to say this on the radio today. I have lived a life of privilege, not shown extreme wealth, but I've always been good. But my love for people has it that I immerse myself into people. I love people. So I sit on the beach. I play dominoes. I play checkers. When I was in Jamaica, I would leave the college campus and play dominoes and checkers. I wanted to understand the culture. I wanted to feel what people were all about. When you are a politician, this is the thing that you should be doing. You should be putting yourself in other people's shoes.
Dr. Dwayne Sanders is not the first, and he will not be the last. So stop. As a politician, he is not the first, and he will not be the last. In the FNM right now, you could see the difference and the contrast between Dion folks and Michael folks. It's two different human beings entirely. Entirely. They come from the same people, but there's two different human beings entirely. You think the FNM had time to keep trying to figure out where we can put Dion folks? No.
They
ain't got time for that. Listen, Dion, you're excellent in this particular capacity. We need you in these particular areas. We want you to be able to assist in these areas. Boom, 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 boom. And he does that. He does that. Dion is not going to diminish all that he's done in these particular years. He's not going to do that. There's a difference between the Gomez's, the Gomez brothers.
No.
When you look at Damian Gomez and his particular posture and capacity, of course he has the ability to do this, but he also has a caliber that he holds himself. You hear him say this. This is what he has.
So Dr. Sands can't do well. We said, we're looking at Freetown, we're looking at what the other one's in hand.
Any constituency that has working poor will be a challenge for him to translate in. However, the one constituency that I believe he'll knock out the park is Golden Isles.
Where my good cousin Brian Brown is.
Now you got to figure out what you can do with Brian. But he could knock out of the park Golden Isles. You hear me, Dr. Sands? You could knock out of the park, you could win Golden Isles that hand. These are affluent people. These are people who understand that kind of aspiration to be able to move up. Their property value, their houses, their posture, their position, the quietness of the area, the kind of idea of being able to pull community together. He will be excellent in this community. All you need is Brian just to hug him, and we can give him this and let the FNM find some place to deal with Brian. That's simple. He can win that. If he can be in Nassau, he could win Golden Isles.
We got that for Brian Brown. We got that for Megwater. That's my cousin.
It doesn't matter if you go win or you ain't going to win.
Leave Brian alone.
If you going to win or you ain't going to win, Brian, he can cuss me out, but it's the truth.
That's my good cousin.
It's the truth. He could do well in Yamacraw also.
Yamacraw.
Yeah, but then Yamacraw, but he could have Ellsworth Johnson looking at Yamacraw.
Yeah, but he could take that. Ellsworth don't mind.
What you mean Ellsworth don't mind?
Ellsworth could go Ellsworth.
Ellsworth just get beat the other day from running towards the championship position.
So put Ellsworth in Elizabeth. And I don't go up against Jobet Colby. That only makes sense to me. If you're the chairman, that's what I'm
Ellsworth could beat Jobet.
Okay, then. So what's so hard?
Ellsworth could beat Jobet.
You see how smart I could be on a Monday?
No, Ellsworth could beat Jobet.
Switch. That's it. That's a done deal.
Yeah, I can get a fight for that, but Ellsworth could beat Jobet.
What the hell with the fight, man? We've been fighting all our life. Just make it right.
All's my life I has to fight.
The fight. That's it. That's it. Let's go back to color people. Next call. Let's take a call, Howard. Let's take a call.
Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to both of you.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Man, I'm just listening to how you all are painting this quantum web.
It's a quantum web.
I would really hate to be the spider at the center because so much.
It's elaborate.
Jesus.
One bunch of but when it comes to Dr. Sands, you have to realize, and I'm sure he realizes it, that the energy that he emits becomes the reality that he lives, and he's more of hello.
Yeah, already.
Yeah, he would push you away quicker than he would embrace you because he's going to begin speaking at a higher level of energy. And, you know, that language has the creative signature attached to it. He just don't have it. So, like you say, you know, put him. But then why? I mean, everybody just want to get someplace to get in, to just take care. That's kind of making kind of money he was making. I wouldn't be thinking about politics, man. I'd have been looking at my grandchildren and trying to put as much of me in.
The FNM need Dwayne Sands.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It therefore means without him, they will lose.
No. Without him, you may not get the support that you're looking for from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, you did say that Pintard has to work around the money, that trickle-down effect.
Pintard has the vision, is that passion. He could bring in young people.
Yeah.
Shannon is a representation of a future, and that the Free National Movement has a commitment to being able to ensure that young people get an opportunity that's strategic. And also, Dwayne Sands is a representation in this trifecta of leadership to be able to ensure that money comes where it's supposed to come.
Okay, let's make sure he does his job and not
talking
try
so
to get
straight.
Beat some. There's two ways to say this. Why do you think I can sit here to lie? What you want me to say? I thank you, my brother, for your telephone. What you want me to say?
Man, you ain't easy, you know.
What you want me to say?
But
you want me to lie?
Easy, no, I want you to lie. But jeez, you don't put no jelly on it, no jam.
No jelly or jam. This was nice. It was buttered. I buttered the bread. It was nice. It's nice. Okay. It was
callers,
fine.
Man. I ain't got nothing to say.
It was
you,
fine.
You and your callers go for it.
It was fine. The FNM has a responsibility to show you vision. They have a responsibility to show you commitment to our children, which is also futuristic. Uh-huh. And they have a responsibility to show those particular persons that we have not forgotten our tradition, our roots, and where we are. Those three men represent each one of those eras or dispensations. They want each one of those tiers.
Yes.
You have to touch all the boxes to be able to get forward. Boy, you have to.
Boy, I thought your mind working. Working really hard on a Monday, though, but your brain
working.
Working
hard. Trust me, this ain't working hard. Hard working. We have to figure out where we can put the Sands today.
We just say Yamacraw and put the boy
Well, why you don't want him to go to Golden Heights? Because your cousin?
Could Brian and work hard for what, all these years?
That don't make no difference. It don't make
you
no difference.
You know I live in Golden Isles, right?
It don't make
you
a difference.
You know I live in Golden Isles, right?
Would you vote for Dwayne Sands if he come down there?
I live in Golden Isles. What Dwayne Sands going
to
give me?
That
what
do
you do
for
me? What you mean, man? I should pay him in.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
I got everything to do with it. Because we done had one million there twice and I ain't get nothing. You think I want another one of them
talk
in there?
Talk to one. He can hear you right now.
I want him to hear me because I got them two trees in front of my yard. I've been asking him to cut down a long time. Going across my power line and lighting up every night. Huh?
Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, good day. What's happening, my brother?
Good day, Carl.
Hey, my brother.
Howard, have you done your Valentine shopping as yet?
I don't Valentine.
Pardon me?
I don't do Valentine shopping. And what's this? What's
the
sexy
in the
music in the background? What's the sexy music in the background? What you going to do? You got the sexy music playing in the background.
2025 for all politicians and policemen and all the government officials.
Music
on our way. Be watching them every step. Now, Howard, I asked if you did your Valentine shopping because I want to know if you want to be interesting for the Pandora collection, the Couture collection, or the Jobet collection.
The Jobet collection?
Yeah, you talking about all those expensive things.
Of jewelry.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't. Me and my wife is go out. I buy her dinner or something like that. And if she wants something, let me get that. But I don't go no ahead of time shopping things for Valentine's.
Well, check out the Jobet collection of jewelry.
Let me hear the Jobet collection.
Like anything out of that?
What in the Jobet collection?
Huh?
What in the Jobet collection? I don't know.
And she put it out there for everybody to see.
Rolex watch.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sound expenses.
On the issue of the running for that seat, mm-hmm. right? We're not coming out of the pandemic, right? And Menace is not the leader.
Mm-hmm.
He should not have called it early. So when you talk about Elizabeth, like you said, it's split.
Mm-hmm.
The affluent
mm-hmm.
and the not so affluent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 99.5% of this country, when it comes to the BPL scam, was not invited to participate. Do you agree?
Okay.
How many constituents in any constituency, including Elizabeth, mm-hmm. was left out?
Okay.
Now, when you talk about the
candidates and they opened their mouth as to who didn't have a track record. Joe Pett will have the answer for all of that because what was the light bill last month got?
My light bill was $26.
Got you, but it's up. I can run from drop card by your house.
I can bring it to you.
I can run from drop card by your house. Go ahead, my brother. Go finish. Wrap up what you got to say.
Martin. I mean, I'm Martin. Howard.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The light bill changed?
No, it ain't changed.
You see? See what we're talking about? Every step they take, we can be watching them. So she opened her mouth and said she now has a track record because what we also have with that BPL scam is a brand new electricity ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
That costs the taxpayers money. And look what happened week before last. The government had to pay out $1 million to, what they call it, the Burke Group?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For some rearrangement of providing alternative service in the Outer Islands, right? That money came out of the taxpayers' money. Also, we need our $2.5 million accounted for the King Air, you know, that we already had in our police hands. What happened to that? I would like to know, when I had to change the registration on my plane, it had a Charlie 6 registration. We have to ask these hard questions. What is the registration of that King Air and where is it now?
Yeah.
You see?
I like that.
Under $2.5 million that all of them, including Joe Bett, voted for. $2.5 million. And oh my God.
You ain't gonna stop. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly, but you made some good points. You said that she running on a record. Joe Beth in the papers today, guys, if you pick up the papers, you can look on page A5. And A5 is in the case. It says, you, Sands, are still in your groups handling my name. That's what she says. I'm sorry. And then she goes on. She says that, see, I beat you when no one knew me. I beat you when I didn't have much record to stand on. That's when I beat you. Now, I have built some houses. Okay, one.
Yeah.
She says, I gave some taxi drivers some plates. Okay, that's two. I done give out some livery plates. Okay, that's three. She said that, so I beat you when they did. This is Sans. Sans, I want to let you know, Elizabeth ain't turning back. Elizabeth is with the PLP. So, what we have to say to Sans them, tell them to go. This is a straight quote I'm reading out of the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you can be able to read that in the newspaper today, The Guardian, on page A5. And she's indicated that that's a record, right? Now, there's a portion that she continues to be able to speak to. You see this?
Mm-hmm.
You see what she's doing here?
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about houses. She's talking about taxi plates. And she's talking about livery plates.
Thanks.
Who's this for?
For her people.
Which portion of the constituency is she speaking
only
to?
Only her people.
She's no. Let's you have to break this down.
She said
she didn't. She didn't. The complexity that the higher ends want to be able to hear about is being able to deal with this BPL deal.
Okay.
To ensure that we could be able to bring down energy. She's also the Minister of Energy. She didn't mention anything about her record as it relates to energy. She kept it safe within the confines of being able to speak to the working class and say to the working class, y'all wanted houses? I gave you some place to stay, didn't I? Y'all wanted something to do in terms of being able to put a couple dollars in your pocket? I gave you some plates, didn't I? I gave you a livery plates for an opportunity to be able to step out. She's speaking specifically to the working class people. But now she hasn't translated since the last election to the upper class people in Elizabeth.
But you ain't.
She got difficulty also.
But you ain't hear what they saying to you. The people who getting these things is her people.
That don't make a difference.
It make plenty difference, man. Because
only for her.
No, listen to me.
And the retention of her position
in 2010. If you'd see the hell with them there, when other PLPs who did not get anything saw those people who got something, it was pure turmoil in that place. The Isles of March. I'm saying to you that
don't translate to victory at the polls.
This is what I try to tell you.
That don't translate to victory at the polls.
What she just said just now in a nutshell doesn't mean anything when it comes now to the outcome of the next general election. Okay. That has no merit.
Let's go to the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey, my brother, what's up?
What'd you say, God bless?
Hey, my brother.
Hey, Bamboo Town, Waldersey. Listen to me.
What this is, I hear you're having problems in Bamboo Town.
Biru.
You ain't see, you ain't hear the people talking?
Biru, problems in Bamboo Town, Biru.
And it look like they're trying to be able to put another candidate down?
Yeah.
That's what I see and coming all across my social media today.
That's what they hear on social media, nothing is Patricia DeBoer Waldersey. All
right, go ahead.
Howard,
go ahead.
I ain't get my cocoa bread, my vitamins.
I should hang up on him. He say, God said he ain't get his cocoa bread, he ain't get his vitamins, he ain't get nothing yet.
Talk to God. I talk to God.
Talk to God. God don't want to talk. He want to chew and swallow.
He can chew. He can chew. He got a big body. Listen to me.
God, this cocoa bread can be dry when you chew when you bite this.
I know you cut me short.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go say what you got to say.
Half of the time is given torn and see y'all in there.
Go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say.
Number one, all of that mischief that you hear is rumbling up against Jobert Colby. I have a clear idea it is being orchestrated by one Dr. Dwayne Sands.
You can't say that.
People into Long Island.
You can't say that.
Listen to me. Dr. Dwayne Sands sent some people into Long Island.
You see why it's got you short? I say you can't say that. I'm trying to tell you the caveat to put on there. You have to say allegedly. Go ahead.
It's alleged. Now listen to me. Dr. Dwayne had some people in Long Island. The message came back. They don't want him. They want Peter Tancred. They don't want Dwayne Sands. So now Dwayne Sands got the knowledge that the people in Elizabeth Daniel, he's trying to get nomination in Long Island. So now he had to come back now to try and make Ms. Jobert Colby look like a bad person in the deal now. I mean, it's alleged. Right? So to try and make himself look good back in Elizabeth now. But if nothing happened, she beat him by 370-something in the last election. I guarantee she beat him by over 600 this election.
Who?
Elizabeth? Colby.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yeah, but see, y'all looking for...
by more than 600.
Yeah, no, you look at y'all... No.
And another thing. I can let you and God talk on it, but another thing, do I hear you talking something about... up in Golden Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. And I can say this on national radio. Let Michael Arcadis have a farewell party in St. Barnabas. Go back in Golden Arts.
You ain't got to tell me that. You could call Brave and tell him that. You ain't got to call him.
Nobody can
see
Michael Arcadis in Golden Arts.
Sir.
Nobody. Who you think it beat Michael Arcadis in Golden Arts?
It'll be a hell of a fight if they put Dwayne Sands in there. Dwayne Sands will come out. Michael Arcadis, his issue is going to be the shackles that the PLP put on him by not being able to perform what they had to perform. It don't matter what he do.
As good as Michael Jordan is as a basketball player, when the coach tell him, shoot that way, he got to shoot that way.
I ain't going to fight you. This way I can cut you. I appreciate your telephone call, right? And I can say to you right here, Michael Arcadis is going to have challenges if he go outside of the inner city, point blank. The PLP has significant challenges right now, significant challenges. And the way it's looking, it ain't getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not coming to deal with these things, if you take Michael Arcadis from what he's been doing all this time,
in St. Barnabas,
you have a problem.
A big problem.
You have a big problem.
Because he left.
The people in St. Barnabas are not concerned about national issues like the people on the outskirts. Let's just shoot straight. The people on the outskirts left the inner city because they wanted something bigger and better for themselves and their family.
Yes.
They left the inner city. Now they live on the outskirts. You ain't bringing no inner city problems to them.
Don't bring it.
They want you to rectify real issues so they can have real opportunities for their children. That's true. Put Michael Arcadis in St. Barnabas, in Golden Isles, he is going to have a significant challenge.
Yes.
He cannot translate to the aspirations no longer of the people in Golden Isles. They have great aspirations. And you know who could translate well?
Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Dr. Dwayne Sands. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Chicken lovers, listen up. Popeyes is serving it up for you. Get five pieces of juicy, hand-battered bone-in chicken for just $10. That's right, five pieces of Louisiana-style flavor, fried to golden, crispy perfection for only $10. But don't wait. This deal won't last forever. Head to your nearest Popeyes today and grab your five-piece for just $10. Popeyes, where the chicken's always worth the hype. Available for a limited time. Time only.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. There's a text coming through. It says, Howard, you're 100% on today. Say, Howard, man, I hear sounds in the voice note trying to talk down to some things, trying to talk down whom, saying things like, listen here. There's a text coming through, right? It says, say, he don't got to come and touch, man. It's true, right? It's a text coming through, right? No, I don't want y'all to believe that. Dr. Sands grew up in the same society as we had. He has grown up in the same. He knows the nature of the Bahamian people. But I'm saying to you that his training and exposure, his aspirations, his articulations, all these things are just a little different. And it has to be able to fit with a constituency who meets those kind of things. He'll do good in the Kalani. He'll do good in the Golden Isles. He'll do good in the Yamacraw. He'll do good in the St. Anne's. He'll do good in these. But he'll even do good in the Challenge, you know. Okay. You do good in the Fort Charlotte also. Mm-hmm. But it has to have a community sense of growth. It can't be stagnation. It can't be a community that says, man, look at what you can give to me. I told you, I had a good friend.
There's another one.
I had a good friend.
You forgot Marathon. Marathon, only when you go to Claridge Road, west into the Anglican little area, the Pairdale, you have an issue. All of the people around the mall going to the east.
I have to scope the constituency.
No, boy, that's elitism all day long.
I love
Marathon is solid.
Now, let's do this. You remember I told you I had a good friend that I was walking with him during our time. What was the constituency before it became Freetown?
That was
Montague.
That was Montague.
Montague, right? So I was walking Montague with my good friend. And I told you I get to the door. Right?
You got to do some things.
I told you I get to the door, right? You tell me the story, right? So you get to the door, you knock on the door, he says, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm running for this particular, boom, boom, boom. Can you, I'd like his support. He said, a woman come to the door in a towel.
Yeah, man.
In a towel.
Yeah, man.
She dropped the towel.
Baptism.
And say, look here. Before I get into any explicity,
yes,
to tell you these particular stories, this is the constituency that you're dealing with. That's the contrast, the constituency that you're dealing with. If everyone has to have a heart and aspirations to do better in the constituency, that's where Dr. Sands will thrive. You have to dissect the constituency like that. If there is a grouping of people who only want a handout, this is not where you're going to do well.
Yeah, I like Yamacron.
If people only come in to you looking for something, there is going to be difficulty here because that's just not his nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who he is. He ain't come to give you nothing. He come to help your constituency. He come to advocate for you in the constituency, I mean, in the House of Assembly. He come to put you in a particular position where you could be able to thrive and squeeze something in your hand.
Howard, I just want to say something, though. And I know I may be maybe out of place a bit, but me observing the Free National Movement at this present time, definitely, if you do have consultants at this time, I don't grade them very well. I would encourage you to find people of a similar mindset, similar to that of Howard or better.
Stop! I don't.
No. I know you're begging nobody, but I'm simply saying to you, if you won't win, because what I'm saying, I don't see a winning culture presently in the Free National Movement. I don't see.
That's
any help.
Whole show for another day.
Yeah, but
we
I'm
can't
saying,
have that conversation.
But they need help. Because you saw how he was able to break down the St. Anne's, the Freetown, the Yamacraw.
They could do the same thing. These men and women have been doing this for years.
Where's the evidence of it?
They can't do it because they have to get over the hump of leadership and identifying those things and the internal fighting that they're having in the organization. Once they get out the window, these people are, they're equipped for, this is what they do. This is what they've been doing. This is how I learn. You understand? So I know that they have the capability in the FNM the same way that they have in the PLP. But once they get all this fluff out the way, then they can get to business. Now, it's taking a long
to
time.
To business?
It's taking long for them
to
get this fluff out the way.
Howard, we're right at the door of election. You realize this?
Yeah.
In the next 3 months, everything finished. Everything mash up.
I don't know why y'all keep saying next 3 months. We finished now. It's done. Ain't nothing the PLP could do to try to convince you that they can be better next time.
You faster than most people. So give them another 3 months, Howard.
Three months is only 90 days.
We ain't got no fried
That's your probationary period.
But we ain't got no fried chicken.
We give the PLP their probationary period for 3 years. 3 years. We ain't say nothing. We hold our mouth, including the unions. Nobody say nothing.
Nobody.
Nobody say nothing to the PLP for 3 years. They go on trip after trip after trip after trip and do all these things. COP 25, 26, 27, 28, 2095. I don't know how much trip they've been on. They do all this already. And you want me now to give them another 90 days?
Not me. I didn't say the PLP. I said give the FNM a little room.
What?
They got to give us some candidates. They
got to The FNM
us.
Got to make a decision. They got to tell Minas, look here, Minas, cut that foolishness out. We finished with that. Now, boom. Just like Hubert Ingram used to come and make executive order, I watch Hubert Ingram. I'm sitting in the.
I only try to get my strings in you today, Howard. I just want you to talk straight.
I sit in the parish hall in 8 Mile Rock and me trying to make a determination. I then put one letter together say I can try to be able to be the candidate. This is in 2012.
2012.
This is 2012. They then fire my mother from 2007 to 2012. Now the constituency of 8 Mile Rock gone. And now they bring in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. So everybody get their name and let her in there. We sit in the parish hall waiting for Hubert Ingram to show up to make a determination what we can do. People got their letter in hand ready to go. Hubert Ingram show up in the room with Lakeisha Parker.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. I know that we don't normally do these things, and I just want you all to know, I want you to vote for Lakeisha Parker for me. Somebody jump up and say, I nominate Lakeisha Parker. Next person say, I second that. The flicking meeting over. Bam!
Just like that.
The meeting over.
Just like that.
Well, Michael Pindaka have to make those decisions. Make those executive decisions. If Trump could have 8,000 executive orders and sign off on them, Michael Pindaka have to sign off on some executive orders.
My God.
In the organization. You're going to have to supersede some things to get to objective, to get to a productivity in the organization.
I think you're right.
You can't sit back and wait and hope to God that the Constitution that you'll supersede for 20 years can now kick in play. No.
I like it.
It ain't going to kick in no more. You got to deal with this because that's what Hubert Ingram did. People are not operating on the function of the Constitution anymore. They're operating on the culture of what happened over the past 20 years.
My God.
Now, we could fix that and get back to it. But you got to deal with some things first. It's a quick call. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. 323-622-32-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300. 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon to you and your guest. Howard, I'm sorry for just tuning into your show, but what's the name of your guest?
Garth Roseboro.
Oh, Garth Roseboro. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, my friend.
How would, are you saying that Dr. Sands, he don't have that common touch? Is that what you're saying?
No, that ain't what I'm saying. I don't want to take it from him because all of us from the same community. But he will perform well to the top tier and top caliber of his potential if he's placed in the position where there are like-minded persons in that constituency.
Okay, so you're saying grassroots persons is going to beg and he's not going to cater to that kind
no,
of...
I don't, I, no, 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 I don't want to say it like that because that ain't what I'm trying to convey. What I'm trying to say is that there are some constituencies that we look at that people would do well in and some other persons, we'll try to find someplace else to put him. Now, I've called some constituencies like Golden Isles, like potentially Yamacraw,
right.
These constituencies that have, there's a gulf that exists in there. There's a gulf that exists in the constituents. So you got the upper class people or the elite people and then your people. That's what's happening in Freetown.
Right.
What took Monroe over was the working poor people in Freetown. That's not gonna hold him the next time.
Well, I could agree with you with Mr. Wayne Monroe. You know, but I work along with Dr. Sands several weeks back to back, you know, walking in this constituency. And I think that it doesn't matter the caliber of a person. I think his ambition is to go and create a better community in every community where it's lacking. And so I think if you put him in being in Grandstand, I think he will do well as well. But to your guest said that he don't think that the F&M has a winning team. I'm trying to understand what he meant by that.
When you go on the streets, the people cannot identify with the strength of the F&M at this time. We're not seeing faces. We're not hearing sufficient voices. In the mind of any one particular individual, there's always the belief that I am strong enough. I'm educated enough. I'm experienced. But in the outside of that individual, when many people tell you that you're not qualified, you believe that the issue is the other people. You never say to yourself, I am the issue. You cannot grow if you do not see yourself as an issue. You can only improve if you realize that there is much room for improvement. When I got my second master's degree, I thought I was so smart. And so much education, you find that you're really dumb. There's so many things that I cannot do. I'm not a chemist. I'm not a biologist. I'm not an engineer.
Right.
So I'm
right.
saying to you, if the F&M feels so doggone comfortable that you're going to win the next election, whether by default or by effort, I'm saying to you to get off butt and go to work. You got much more work to do if you want to win this election. That's all I'm simply saying. Now, you can take it or you can leave it.
I agree. It's a lot of work to be done. Hello?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
It is a lot of work to be done. But I think that what we're missing here, because we could always say, but you know, this person he said, this person who came from the F&M and this constituency, they're not the person who's gonna we don't want him to represent us. We don't want her to represent us.
Okay.
But look at the message itself. Look at the message itself. This is not just a party, this is actually a movement. You know, this is a movement what was started in 1972. And when you look at the present leader and the leadership team, You see a organization what is actually out there trying to create a better Bahamas, to pass down to the next generation. And I know, like, if we're gonna say it is not a winning team, why don't let's look back on 2021? What the PLP had offer person?
They had a
deep
bench.
It was a straight up just won by default. But now you have persons who actually strategizing and putting together ways of moving this country forward. And, you know, we're not going to get everything our way. But when we get honest persons putting themselves out there to represent us and run this country and create a better Bahamas, I think that's something we should be looking at rather than looking at personalities. Because if we look at personalities, we're gonna be right back in the same place we were in 2021 when we select Brave Davis and the PLP. And look at everything what could go wrong went wrong in this short space of time. Look at the way the country is in. Look at the state our country is in right now. I mean, it's so hard to just you have to decide if you're going to pay a life and pay the school fee.
I don't want you put all this on the PLP now. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want you to put all this on the PLP because we've had this issue for the past 20 years, 30 years in this country. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I don't want you to be able to politicize the tribulation that we continue to rough. The reason why we've gone from FNM to PLP to FNM to PLP is because of the hell that we began through in this country.
I'm still going through it.
And we continue to go through this. Okay? There's no one political organization, and then and I hate to always kind of defend. I don't want to make it seem like I'm defending the PLP, but I have to be honest with you. The PLP had an excellent strategy to win over the hearts of the Bahamian people, okay? And the introduction, it was an introduction of new candidates or new faces. It was an introduction to innovation and the idea that these men and women that they brought to the forefront had, and then, you know, we haven't necessarily proven it, but nonetheless, they were presented in a particular manner to say that they have what it takes to be able to take us to the next dispensation. The PLP did their homework.
Yeah.
They did their homework.
Their consultants were
And this is all I'm saying, is that the Free National Movement has some homework to do.
Plenty of work.
They got some homework to do. That's it.
I don't know why they're fighting.
They got some work to do.
I think we just can bring the gifts like the three wise men.
They got some gifts to do.
No, man, that ain't hard.
They got some work to do.
Right? Work.
It ain't hard work.
No, smart work.
It's smart work.
Smart work.
You got to be strategic. You got to identify these things. You got to be able to dissect what. Then you got to throw your feelers out there strategically in these particular areas.
Yes.
And then present your people. Stop. Don't play with it.
Stop playing with us. We want to see the candidates, man. We're the candidates. Show us 10, show us 15, show us 20. We want to see some people. We want to see some people.
And the PLP will not fire these people. The people who we believe, the 12, the 15 of them who need to get fired, they ain't going to get fired until you show your candidates.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna fire nobody because if you show up for a weak candidate in certain areas, they're keeping the candidate. Because you can't beat them. You can't beat them with this fella who you bring.
No.
They waiting on you. They're not gonna fire nobody until you show your strength.
Show your hand.
So quick break.
Yeah.
Quick break, guys. Gonna be right back.
Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The
Foundation. The Foundation. Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular, plain gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King NASA with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King NASA.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors Road and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, right to the lines at 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Hey.
You look like you're lying too busy the day I got in.
Okay, praise God.
Second time, and I don't do that.
But the lines light right up, you know. But anyway, go ahead. I can fight you. Go ahead.
I didn't get to make my point, right?
Okay, go ahead, baby.
Okay, you come close to becoming a candidate, right?
Okay.
You had some poison. I just trying to make an example because every day I listen to the radio, and I hear poison like some callers back who was talking about Minister Alkidis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether he's going to win or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we buy in for government, right, who we just look at? Do we look at candidate or we look at leader?
The leader.
Mm-hmm.
We look at leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
We look at leader. Really tell us about how the country is running, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on how we vote, right? Because you may have persons who, after you and was running for candidate, who support you, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
They normally just be like a handful of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of being your constituency or whether it be in the country, they watch it the way the country run. Because I often say they ain't into no politics, who's FNM or PLP. When the time come to vote, they look at the state of their life, whether it was for the good or for the bad, whether they were able to, you know, be, you know, have a good life, what changes. And that's how they vote. So I kind of see people every day. Like I said, I don't know much about politics, but I know this much. Depends on how whoever run this country, that's how the election go. If you fail as a leader, you will fail to win. And it ain't about how good a candidate this one is and the next one is.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose.
Mm-hmm.
How could you win? Why would I vote for a candidate knowing the more candidate I put in, it won't change the government? And then at the end up repeating the same thing for 5 years again. Eh? Maintenance is going to change you. Even the leader, Michael Pintard, even when he gets in and he don't do no good, you're going to be changed and you're going to be changed and changed and changed until we get it right. That's how it's going to be.
That's what I believe.
You don't see that like that, Mr. Gardenauer?
No, yes, I believe that the country is looking to get it right.
Yes.
Looking to get it right, right?
Yeah.
You can't be talking about this one. If this one's so good, why isn't he telling Mr. Monroe, look here, sir, it's obvious you don't have the plan for crime. Why don't you step aside?
Fine.
And let me take it over or put somebody else there.
Bang,
huh?
Bang,
right. Mr. Leader, step on the side and give somebody else the opportunity to run this country because you're only interested in flying from here to there. We got to talk if we want to make it. You sit right there, you say nothing. What makes you think you can win? Your handful of people who telling you you're winning and you're doing good?
Lies.
Okay, that lie is correct. Okay.
Thank you, baby.
I like it.
Quick call. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Next call, caller, go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I good.
I calling back.
Okay.
Look here. How long they been represented, my cousins, them in St. Sal and Cat Island, by a member of Parliament?
Brave Davis, in this particular capacity, he's been there, must be 20 years, eh?
Man, call me again. I had some more. But I call
1997.
Him, you know, the GN and them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And them people, them who just be on dialysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come we ain't got no dialysis machine in none of them clinics in them family islands in the South?
None in the South. Yeah, we have it in Exuma, but none in the South. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
In Nagua.
You're right.
Saguana. Mm-hmm. Crooked Island.
Auckland. Long Key.
San Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Island. And let me just tell you, it's been 2 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks of them, right? And let me tell you something. I didn't make a pledge that once I didn't get my justice, I will donate. I will donate three.
Your dialysis machine.
Dialysis machine.
I like it.
Island, and I will donate three.
Well, what you did just now is give the prime minister an opportunity to be able to do some things. Right? We give some suggestions and they could be able to do that. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Let me take the next one. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, how are you going?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Oh, I like you. Some interesting conversation you have been having.
Yeah.
Look here. Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Howard.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Tell the nation, what is it that Dr. Sands can offer the people, even in Golden Isles, that he didn't offer the people when he was a senior member of the Minister Cabinet, right? Moving forward, if they were to become successful in the 2031 or 2032 election. Right?
Because he ain't gonna win this one. What you trying to say?
You're correct. Now, look here. Next thing, Howard, I want you to pay attention to your light bill, my brother, because, listen, that was erroneous information that caller, several calls back, provided as it relates to the minister. Those taxi plates, those 1,200 or so taxi plates, delivery plates, impacted upper middle class, middle class, working class, and the poor class over the entire country, Howard, because generally speaking, Howard, a lot of persons who end up driving taxi or persons who was already retired from middle and management level positions in the government and in private sector. And rather than sitting around doing nothing, they spend their time providing hospitality to our number one industry, right? Housing, Howard, the housing problem in our country impacts the upper middle class, the middle class, the working class, and the poor in our country. And so when those houses were provided under Minister Kobe Davis' leadership, it impacted all of those classes, Howard. The electricity factor in our country. Howard,
well, Anton, I won't talk further about this, and I appreciate your telephone call. I got to let you go, Anton. I got 2 seconds before we get out of here, and I want to kind of wrap up. We're going to have to talk further about that. This isn't to diminish anything that she says, but for the most part, how the country is set up, this language is catered and geared towards a particular demographic. That's
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
That's all. I'm not trying to diminish anything that she says, but this historically, before she even think about getting into politics, this language was designed for a specific subsector of our society. And you start to talk about house, you're talking to middle working class people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you say house, you're talking to middle working class people.
Mm-hmm.
When you say taxi plate, you're talking to middle working class people.
That's what I was trying to say to you, Howard. That's it.
When you say livery plate, which is a new introduction,
come on, man.
It's a modified approach to what the taxi plate was. It's a middle working class concept.
And they help people. Howard, this has been the raw truth today, and I loved it. I enjoyed every second of the show. This was good today. It's really good. I mean, it's always good, but this is really, really good. I enjoyed the show.
Well, I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us. Tomorrow, we're going to have another hot, lively conversation with none other than Belinda Wilson. We have her signed on to be able to come and speak with us. Hopefully, everything goes well and we can have that kind of a conversation. Garth,
yeah,
I think you and I should have this conversation on Wednesday.
Oh, we can continue.
Yeah, because Friday has something set up.
Today.
Yeah, because Friday have something set up. Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in. It's been a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on...
The Foundation.
The Foundation.